To the perpetual new machine, we are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I'm Sid.
And I'm special guest Eric. And our poor, oh god, how poor decision this month is a game called Planet Arcadia, which
now,
totes itself as the ultimate resource gathering and trading game. Which,
I thought we were playing Cookie Clicker, which has a much more interesting
economy. No, I think that's what you were playing, Bill.
So
that and Animal Crossing.
Again, another absolutely non-Steam game, which we really need to stop doing because it always comes back to haunt us.
Not true. We had Wolf Team.
We did have Wolf Team. So I'm on the about or the game page of Planet Arcadia site, and really it doesn't have an about. But it does have this. It has, Earth's government sent the Liberation Fleet to aid the remaining Arcadians, but the Auratan unleashed a merciless onslaught that almost wiped us out. Now, the colony fights for survival and needs your help. That's the game. Hey, Bill, why don't you get to the 6 features?
Yeah. Treasure. Not that. Treasure with real-life value. Unearth alien treasures and help the archaeological society become a treasure hunter.
So does the society become a treasure hunter?
There was no treasure to hunt.
We clearly weren't the treasure hunters. Real cash economy. Deposit, manufacture, trade with other players, withdraw profits, be a virtual entrepreneur. Hunting and mining? Provide for the colony, trading what you find. Master the hunting and mining professions, and brave the wilds. Okay. Exploration. Discover ancient ruins, encounter dangerous wildlife, explore the stunning landscape from deserts to jungles to Arctic tundra, explore Planet Arcadia. That one's technically accurate because you do discover ruins, and this game is very old. And you encounter only dangerous wildlife. There are no level zero mobs that you can take down in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, so. Some of the wildlife actually blew up Brian's car.
They sure did.
Point, you can't
that
travel, you can't highlight. Replace your car, and cars are stupid expensive.
Yep. I really like the tiny picture for option 5, a relentless enemy. What are those? They're like fat bear Ewok men.
Those are the Auratan.
Of course they are. The Auratan wiped out the ancient Arcadians and are a constant threat to the human colony. Join the fight against the Auratan!
That threat is so constant, we never saw one.
Yeah.
We didn't even know what they were. Or that they were in the game.
Yep, they were pretty prominent by not being anywhere at all, ever.
What a snoratan. Missions! Increase your skills and earn rewards. Your participation could be part of history. Find out more! Where?
Could be.
There's no link.
What isn't?
There's no link!
Would you like to know more? Too bad! So, this game is actually one of the 4 planets in Entropia Universe, which is the game we're actually, unbeknownst to us, playing. So,
yeah, that was kind of weird.
Entropia Universe actually has a bit of a better about section. So, it calls itself more than a game, which I would disagree with heartily. It's much less.
It's not a game.
It's not a game. Not even close. So, Entropia Universe is an advanced 3D online virtual environment with a developed planetary system and 1 universal real cash economy system. Each planet offers a wide variety of exciting entertainment. You can travel between the planets through space and socialize with people from all over the world. It does not cost anything to join, and there are no subscription fees. The Entropia Universe economy is built on an advanced micropayment system, giving you, as a participant, a great freedom of choice. Still doesn't explain what the game is.
It doesn't say it's a game, which is correct. It did use the word entertainment, which is false.
No, but that's what we decided after a month of playing, was this wasn't really a game.
It's not a game.
There was no gameplay to be had. It was just sort of an online virtual space.
There's no goals.
There's no progress.
There's no point.
Hello.
There's nothing. Very little you can interact with. There's no game. This is not Super Mario Brothers.
It wasn't even like some of the really old online RPGs, where it would just like, here, have a virtual world to interact with no set goals.
It has less direction than Final Fantasy XI. Let that sink in, Sid. You remember how long it took us to figure out what to do? And that answer
that's
was
just
whatever, I guess.
That's just because Square Enix doesn't know how to design games, but that's a completely separate discussion. This was just, here is a virtual box. You can move in it. Have fun. You know, if you feel like it. But
this is not a game. This might be passable as a pre-alpha for a game.
Yeah, this is like
not a game. Let's talk about our characters.
This is like a prototype of, can you drop
interesting
a character into a box and let them move around.
Let's talk about the single best part about this entire month. Our character names.
Yes. Okay, so the character generator on this is actually pretty decent. The game is built on CryEngine 2, which is the same engine that PlanetSide and, you know, of course, Crysis 3. We're all built on, or no, I guess Crysis 2. Okay, so never mind. So the game has a good engine if the art was any good, but the character models are actually not that bad. And, the best part is they give you three names. You get a first name, a nickname, and a last name, and it displays your entire name on every HUD element of every character, which is great. So, Bill, would you like to inform people of what
our
naming
convention? Yeah. There is a You're the Man Now Dog page that just relentlessly gives you fake names given to protagonists and characters in old Mystery Science 3000, Mystery Science Theater 3000 episodes.
Grand show.
And we didn't 100% just lift names from that, but we used it as heavy inspiration. So my character was Crunch, the Crunch, Thunderspace. And I was pretty happy with that.
I made Zap Bulkhead Vanderhuge.
Sid?
I don't
remember anybody's names, other than
there
mine.
There were so many, and they were all so ridiculous.
Yes.
But mine, I went with Truck Hard Face.
So that was fun. And when we were making our characters, we actually had a lot of high hopes, because
Stuff was looking good.
Like, the characters weren't terrible. We had lots of fun with the names. Yeah. And then we got on the planet.
And then we got to the space station and had to wait for the planet to download.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't have that problem. But like when I was on the ship, I was just like, oh man, like there's all this crap. This game might get like super crazy. And then it didn't.
No. The only crazy I encountered was that when I was trying to rebind my keys, because they did something stupid and made spacebar not jump, I was able to actually remove keys and unable to reassign them.
Good.
So yeah. I made it so I couldn't jump anymore.
The interface on this game is abysmal.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
So here's
the standards.
You have... So the idea is neat. They allow you to completely reconfigure your entire keyboard. But the problem is that every key is assigned to an action. And, like, every single one of those actions are the things that go in your little, like, hotbar and all that kind of stuff. And so it's really easy, like Sid did, to screw yourself over. And it's very, very cryptic how to actually change anything. And the default settings are just total trash. Like, who their UX designer, or even if they know what UX means. But it was, God, it was awful. On top of that, when you actually start getting weapons and equipment and things, you need to be able to switch between them. But you can't just, like, grab a weapon and, like, assign it to a hotkey like you could in any other game. No, you have to go into their macro system, create a item set while holding that weapon, then save that as an action, and then assign that to a number key. And the problem is that when you do that, it saves all your items. So, like, I did one where it's like, so I had one action where it would auto-switch to my gun, one action where it would auto-switch to this mining tool. But the problem was, is when I had my gun and I made that, I had my old armor pieces. So every time I'd equip my gun, it would unequip my armor. And good. I couldn't get it to stop. It was the worst.
That's pretty good.
The absolute worst.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah, so, like, I spent maybe 30 minutes trying to figure this out to no avail. And the rest of it is just point-and-click adventure through, like, five different windows. It's so bad.
It's pretty bad. And, like, even some of the basic stuff, like interacting with NPCs, you have to, like, right-click on them and then click, what was it, use tool? Yep. No, it was operate.
Yes.
Yeah, it was operate
NPCs. And then there's this whole thing where they tried to, like, put in a, like, kind of an old over-the-shoulder, like, third-person shooter setup. You can even try and go into first-person, and it'll put your gun on the side of the screen like a first-person shooter, and you can aim, and you have, like, a crosshair, but it doesn't matter because it just shoots generally in front of you and not anywhere near where your crosshair is. So I don't know why they added that. But it would,
I don't know.
It would work.
And also it had the system where you would have, like, the entire screen is just full of the turkey that you're fighting, and you'd pull the trigger and you'd miss.
Yep.
I don't know. The one place the first-person perspective I felt was kind of okay was...
Driving?
Yeah, in driving. inside
that,
the vehicle.
That was terrifying, actually.
Yeah, it was terrifying, but it was an experience.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
but
the
first night
the driving around was fine.
That was fun. So this place, I mean, to its benefit and detriment, is humongous. It is incredibly large in terms of, like, land space. But unfortunately, that means that it takes an incredibly long time to get anywhere.
Hey, maybe go to the other side of the map real quick.
Nope.
Yeah, it's only 26 kilometers. You
go.
Can handle that in,
so,
what,
they
3
give
hours?
You a slow little car pod thing.
That goes at a brisk jog. Sponsored by Alienware, though.
Yeah, sponsored by Alienware. And it does go at a brisk jog.
If you can get it.
Yeah. But here's the problem. There's a very common bug where you will try to spawn the car, and it will not actually show up for you.
It will be invisible only for you. Everybody else can
see it. Yeah, everyone else can see it. But it is invisible and non-interactable for you. So the only way to solve that bug is to apparently just restart the game and pray.
Yep.
And
that didn't work.
Yeah. So here's the other problem, is that if you ever lose your car or choose to despawn your car from, you know, because you can't find it anymore, like...
or put it in planetary storage and suddenly realize you don't know what that means.
It goes into what's called planetary storage, which means you have to go find a storage terminal.
Which aren't marked on the map.
Which aren't marked on the map. Which nothing really is marked on the map.
Oh, God, no. The map was terrible.
Like, I remember having to run for 5 minutes and teleport twice before I found a storage terminal. So, yeah. Despawning your car is a tricky pile of crap.
Yeah, so the map itself was exceptionally terrible from all the MMO maps we've seen. it basically functions like a real world map where, like, half a centimeter on the map is equivalent to a couple kilometers.
Yeah.
So
you could zoom in on that shit.
No, you couldn't. You could just expand. No, you could not zoom in. You could expand the scope of what was displayed, but you could not zoom in.
You could 100% zoom in because I did it.
I don't believe you.
I did it. I have no problem believing that Sid never figured out how to zoom in the map because
it's poorly designed.
Because Sid is the second worst at maps in this whole thing. I mean, he's no David.
Yeah.
He's still pretty bad at maps.
Odd.
I don't know. I think I could give David a run for his money.
Yeah, no, David's a whole other category when it comes to maps. He's either laughing or swearing at me right now. But he's so bad at maps, I don't give a fuck.
But this design was pretty bad.
Oh, no, it was just the worst interface.
I don't know. I think PlanetSide 2 still is a contender for that.
Not in the least.
PlanetSide 2 is super horrific, but in the complete opposite direction.
Yes.
Like there was too much shit, and you couldn't sort through any of it.
And
it was all very confusing.
The map of PlanetSide 2.
Whereas this one, they might have have mailed you an atlas.
Yeah. I think that would have been more useful.
Yeah.
Just like a PDF with all the stuff pinned on it.
But you can't have them both open at the same time or the game crashes. I mean, the program crashes. It's not a game.
Yeah.
Speaking of, how about this month's Crash to Talk?
I never crashed.
I believe this time it's agree to not talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, when you launch the game, I should really get... It's uninstalled now, but I really should have gotten a screenshot of the agreement that you have to click on. There's a voice usage agreement, and basically what it entails is that you have to click on I agree to get into the game, and in doing so, it gives Planet Arcadia the sole usage of your microphone. Like,
here's the thing, Bill. You don't have to click agree to get into the game or for it to do what it does.
Oh yeah, both the buttons do.
I clicked deny and it the same shenanigans on me.
Okay. But what you're essentially agreeing to is that Planet Arcadia becomes the only program on your computer that can use your microphone. Planet Arcadia does not have an internal voice chat, so all it does, is just turns the mic off.
No, it does have an internal voice chat. There were some features where, like,
you could basically set up
phone calls to people on your friends list.
Huh.
Like, I don't think it was there. It was just terrible.
So the more I'm researching this and going on the website, apparently we should have gone to Planet Calypso and not Planet Arcadia. Because that's the main part of the game that's actually run by the people that created the game. And it actually has a whole set of video tutorials on how to actually fucking do stuff.
I think there's a flaw in your theory there, Eric, because you're assuming we should have played any part of this game at all.
It's true. I wanted it to be at least a little bit engaging.
Yeah, but...
You know, Sid, you don't get to talk. There's a line... In a recent They Might Be Giants song that's coming to mind right now, assign regret to those accountable.
Hey, as I recall, this was Eric's poor decision.
Nope.
You are the one that brought the
terrible decisions to pick through, and I went with the one that seemed more interesting.
And that was
your
mistake.
You are still the one that brought it.
Yep. You're still responsible.
I mean, I wanted us to play Crime Crack. That just said wine on it. You're the one that thought it was a good idea to drink it. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, I wanted us to play Crimecraft this month, and that got shot down.
Why didn't we play Crimecraft?
I don't know.
Fuck if I know.
All I knew was there were two really bad space games, and that was what I was given the choice of.
Mine was specifically not a space game. Oh. Mine was
no,
Pirates.
This was that shitty Pirates bullshit that looked even shittier.
It would have been, like, now that we know what Planet Arcadia is, it would have at least been a game.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. I forgot my box quote, and I'm really sad. Because I had a good one. My box quote is, it's not a game. Don't worry if you're bad at games. It's not a game.
My box quote is, do you like to wander around aimlessly for hours without being able to figure out what to do? Do you like?
Do you also hate exercise?
Do you like to endeavor in different money-making opportunities that are actually not cost-effective enough to make a profit in? Do you like messing with an interface that it's completely just cryptic and unintuitive? Then we've got the game for you.
No, we've got the program for you.
We've got the 3D world simulation thing for you.
We got the software for you.
I'm going to lift my box quote from, I think it was John, because I think it's an apt description for the entire game. Like driving a potato.
Friggin' John played this software way too much. He was super into getting all the sweat possible.
Yeah.
And as
the sweat seemed.
Yeah. And as mentioned before recording, I believe John made enough of the in-game currency that if he had linked his bank account to the game, he could have gotten 10 cents.
Yeah. So I think I've made two planet or Entropia dollars or whatever. So I made 20 cents.
You monster.
Oh, I know.
I think this is probably a good point to bring up. Bill, how much did you spend on the game this month?
I made $50. I played it so much. That's a lie. I made several trillion cookies.
That was in Animal Crossing. You know it.
No, it was in Cookie Clicker, you dumbo. But I did spend zero U.S. dollars.
Yep.
Eric?
Apparently, I made negative 20 cents.
You made negative 20 cents. Yeah. Somehow somebody took 20 cents away from you.
Somehow. I'll get it back, goddammit.
I didn't spend 20 cents. I made negative 20 cents. There's a difference.
Apparently I spent negative 20 cents because I could totally trade that in for 20 cents.
Just get your bank account in there.
No.
It's probably secure.
Sounds like a perfectly horrific idea.
I could not figure out how to spend any of Eric's money on this, so $0.
See, you gotta link the bank account in there so Sid can get his shit done.
Yeah. That sounds like an even worse idea.
Yeah, it does.
Just gut awful.
Yeah. There was some weird stuff with the in-game economy, though. Like, there were advertisements I saw in town just plastered on walls of people, like, offering, like, Skull Candy headphones and stuff for
people doing things for it.
Yeah, that, like, for as bad as this thing is, it
somebody's
felt like,
making some money off it.
Yeah, it's like a prototype of what happens if we just make an online world and really tie it in.
I think this is basically what Bitcoins would be if Snow Crash were real.
Oh my god.
like that. I don't know.
I really hope this isn't true. Since 1999, MindArk has invested over $60 million to develop Entropia Universe.
Really? Oh. How do they have that much money to waste on this thing?
God.
That is a lot of venture capital. We talked about this last month.
Whales.
That is depressing.
There is a neckbeard somewhere where this is their jam. And just don't think about that much.
I'm going to try.
Unless you want to go down the road of,
that is
man,
like
My life is going okay because I'm not that guy.
Triple the entire budget of, you know, including development and marketing and everything of any of our projects. Like, holy shit.
For those that might be new, Eric works over at Gearbox.
Yeah.
So those aren't some piddly little indie games over there.
No. Oh my god.
Man, that is sobering. Like, I need to sit down.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad even making fun of this anymore because, Jesus. Like, how?
I don't know. I genuinely think we went to the dive bar of this entire multi-game organization. Like,
maybe. Yes, but even the dive bar has, you know, like, things to serve that are edible. This game did not. It did not.
Even have the courtesy of beating the shit out of me and throwing me out the front door.
Yeah.
It just kind of let... It's like going to a dive bar there. At 10:30 in the morning and just kind of wandering around and then leaving. Not even the video poker machine's on or whatever.
It's just the guy in the back's cleaning the glasses and ignoring you.
Because he didn't know to click on his operate button.
It really makes me want to try, like, the good planet and to see if there's something there.
Don't do it, Eric.
Let's give it a year until we have drunk enough to forget.
It's been around since
September of 2013. The dark month, we'll call it, because nobody knows what actually happened. So, reviews. Who thinks they're going to give it the lowest score?
I think I am.
We're going to race for the bottom. I think Eric is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it's hard to actually rate it because it's not a game.
It really isn't.
Sid, you volunteered. Go first.
All right. I'm going to start off with the good.
What?
This game is probably the... this software is probably the only thing I've seen that actually has its characters react to a steep incline when climbing.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
I forgot about that.
That's like...
There's other games that do it.
Have you not played a game with Euphoria animation?
Guild Wars 2 and Grand Theft Auto 5 both do it fairly well, but this game actually bothered to do it, which is impressive.
Yeah, it's something I don't see very often, and I'm going to give it credit for that. Everything else was glitchy as hell. Like, Brian was off careening about in his potato the first night, and I was just sitting there screaming at the game because it took away my potato right away. And no amount of running repair utilities or exiting and entering the game again would get that vehicle to reappear. So that was kind of frustrating. This game also apparently doesn't know how to deal with aggro. Like... I aggroed something, decided I didn't want to fight it, and spend the next 10 minutes running away from it, and it never stopped following me.
Yeah, I had that happen to me too when I was flying around. A raptor started chasing me, and I was like, I don't want to be another Brian statistic.
Yeah. But this game was just bad.
Like, it's not a game.
It's not a game.
Yeah.
It's...
It was basically like Second Life masquerading around as a space adventure.
It felt like someone had heard of the concept of an MMORPG.
Someone was trying to go back to the drawing board.
World where all the players can be at once and interact with things, and they just sort of squinted really hard and made that fuzzy image a reality.
So, you got a number you can put behind all this?
Yeah, a 7.
Okay.
I'll go next simply because I want to get my description of what this actually is out there. So, as I've been saying, this is not a game. This is basically Quicken with the worst GUI I have ever seen for a financial software. That's all it is. It's you moving a character around in this clumsy, slow menu instead of just dragging a cursor while you go to the far ends of a database and just move numbers. And that's it. And guess what? You're broke. There's not even all that much numbers to move around.
No, you start with zero money, and they give you a few little items to, like, go out
that you
make some money.
Repair.
That you can't repair. And then you go out, you try to make money, you run out of all your supplies, and you realize you don't have enough money to buy supplies.
Your starting sword breaks after fighting two level zero mobs. Level zero?
Yeah, I didn't even get that far.
Yeah,
I couldn't find
the turkeys.
The turkeys
were by the quarries.
I couldn't even get
out back.
I did not progress far enough through the quest line to get to turkeys after playing all month.
They're just a thing we stumbled on. Like, they were just off to the side. Like, it did not matter. Yep. But yeah, that's all it is. That being said, driving around in the hovercraft was okay when I was just exploring and just kind of looking at the landscape. Shooting down the side of a cliff, knowing that I was just hovering against the side of the cliff instead of the ground and not in a free fall while in first person, that was terrifying, and that was okay. But that's literally the only good thing I can say about the game. Was that, like, 5 minutes of experience. I said game, and I'm sorry. It's the only good thing I can say about Space Quicken. So, I'll give it a 10. Seems fine.
All right. So, I'm looking at these, you know, I'm looking at the site and looking at all the screenshots, and it's showing, like, you know, people with this cool-looking armor and these cool-looking vehicles, and they're shooting up, like, these monsters and other things. And then I go over to the community parts, and it's like, hey, it's the Planet Cyrene Citizen of the Month, and it looks like a shot at a Second Life. And so, to me, I'm going to have to score it lower, and I'm doing this for two reasons. A, because I don't want to be the guy that gives us the highest score out of three, because no. And secondly, because not only was it just not fun and just completely obtuse and just kind of broken in its entire new player experience. But it's, from all intents and purposes, it looks like a lie. It advertises itself as one thing, but it really is like its Second Life masquerading around as a space adventure game.
It's Third Life, and you don't need that many.
Yeah, I don't even need the second one.
Nope.
And, but, so I imagine that if you really delve into it enough, you can get to those kind of things, but I don't know if those, like, even if that art is all user-created or what, because good God knows I couldn't actually find any, like, system-made items in the game. You know... Like
I'm afraid of typing it into DeviantArt and just seeing what happens.
But
that's a good way to break
it
your
probably
computer.
Doesn't have anything for DeviantArt. It just doesn't have the pull. So,
I mean, this piece of software, I mean, it pulls a lot of similarities to, you know, to EVE Online, which has a really robust and well-structured and well-kept, well-managed economy. And it's probably one of the best, like, online economy simulations in existence. And it completely fails on that front. On top of having more boring minute-to-minute gameplay than EVE Online, and looking seven times worse. So...
And generating no interesting stories to talk about?
Yeah.
Ever?
And it's been around since, like, 2003, apparently, which is just...
I kind of get the... get the feeling that if you had gotten in there by, say, 2007, then you're good. But they probably just kept adding things for the existing player base and just making the bar for entry
unreasonably high.
Yeah, there's just nothing there for you to play a new dude.
Yeah, again, and also, like, you know, every planet apparently is developed by a different group.
Which is a good idea.
Yeah, if God knows what kind of support from the main effort. But, while maybe, you know, the original planet, like Planet Calypso, apparently, might be more full-featured, might have a better, you know, new user experience, might actually set you up to do something decent, like Planet Arcadia, the one that we decided to go into because we didn't know any better, did not. I'm going to give it a 10 because at least it works and it doesn't crash and
it just takes over your microphone.
Just
messes with the internal settings of your computer.
Yeah.
You have to dive into the
All right. Negative 2 points for that. It gets an 8.
All right. So 25 divided by 3. It's one of those where we have easy math times.
8.3 repeating. Hooray. Yay. I think this is the first game we've given a single digit score.
Pretty sure.
I don't know how Darkwind escaped that, because I thought I gave that a 0, but...
Because Darkwind was actually a game, and for as bad as it was, it was an interesting experience.
Mm. Yeah, I do not regret playing Darkwind. I will never play it again, but I gave it like a 30 or 40 something.
When it started getting into, it's like, hey, you can hunt monsters and loot them and do this, and you can go and you can, you know, survey for minerals and go mining. I'm like, ooh, this sounds interesting. And then they did everything in their power to make it exactly the opposite of interesting.
Yeah.
I think, oh my God, why?
Even though this was last year and it doesn't count for relativity anymore, I think even DCUO got like a 14.
DCUO was at least a game.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, it really says something that I gave it a 10 because one of the running themes is I am endeared by flaws. This isn't what I was talking about.
Yeah.
There has to be something good for it to be flawed. Otherwise, it's just bad.
It's funny, like, the open world, the shooting, the kind of bright colors and the mining and all that made me think just now of Firefall, which would be awesome to do, because I've played it before.
I can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah, it's still an open beta, though.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like watching Neverwinter open beta?
It's been an open beta for a while.
What's out of open beta, Bill, which we'll be doing next month?
MechWarrior Online! I don't think there's going to be a naming convention, because I think it's just your username is whatever your thing is. I'm already
so,
in
there. But that does pose a problem for next Tuesday, because next Tuesday is also the launch date of another online game that we're all
playing. What?
Huh?
What?
GTA Online?
Oh, God.
Whatever, I can wait a night. It's fine. But it's just you and me that are playing it.
No,
and you're just
going to
be fighting login servers.
My friends and everyone else. Like,
so you're just going to fight crashing login servers. That's the first
thing
that ever launched. So...
Yeah, like, it's to the point where Rockstar is just like, yeah, by the way, guys, opening night's going to be rough.
Yeah. We only
actually
sold $8 million worth
of and admitted that it was going to be a hard time. Like, we can only support, like, 100,000 million people. Like, this is not going to work. So, yeah, that's fine. We can play that on Wednesday.
Awards? No awards.
No. There was no capacity for you to be awesome. John, I know you got really into it and tried to collect all the sweat, but that doesn't count as awesome. It's a little sad. It made me very upset.
No. So what's the rolling award for next month, then?
Sharp-Dressed Man Award?
ZZ Top Sharp-Dressed Man Award, which will be
I'm reassigning
interesting
it as
to see Sid with mechs. I want to see a sharp-dressed mech next month.
And nobody wanted to
get on that, people.
Because what we haven't mentioned is that everybody looked identical because they gave you a helmet, so your character customization wound up not matching.
Yellow jumpsuit with some crappy green armor.
Yep. Everybody looked the same.
You ran into everybody, because I think the only people I ran into outside of like the shop area were you guys.
I hung out with Ryan a lot. Does that count?
No.
We ran into somebody because we saw when we got to the quarry, somebody crashed their helicopter into it.
Oh, that's fun.
It was great. And they like couldn't get it back because they like crashed it just right and fell out and couldn't get up to the hill to where it was.
That's
it was really funny to watch.
So anyway,
the rolling challenge is sharp dressed.
So what's the challenge for next month?
I have had this planned for the past year.
Okay.
The challenge for MechWarrior Online is Most Glorious Death.
Yes!
Yeah. It's going to be great.
So I'm going to start downloading that, actually.
Yeah, I've got mine downloaded. It's not too bad. It's a few gigs.
Play for free.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be playing next month. I'm going to launch into the game and just kind of randomly pick a server, and I'll update the noobs page with that. That should be done by the time I post this.
Are we having a naming convention for next month?
I'm pretty sure that the way that pilot names and all that work is it's just your
user,
like, login name.
Yep.
Which we already have for the most part, simply because signing up for beta. So, not really. Which is upsetting, because I was expecting us to play Crimecraft, and I was just like, oh man, it's also October, so spooky criminal names. And then I was just like, oh, I'm just going to arbitrarily assign that to MechWarrior Online for spooky criminal names with mechs. And I was really excited to be Polterheist.
Ooh.
But no. Nope.
Oh well.
Yeah. We'll come up with something neat if it lets us name mechs or something.
Yep.
But so I guess the naming convention is just express yourself. Just be you.
Just be
you, guys. No secrets. So yeah, that's gonna be great. Come play video games with us. Special thanks to who all played. Ben, David, John, pretty sure that's it.
Brian. Uninstalled, like, day two.
Yeah. By the way, Sid, night three when Brian and I were yelling at each other about turkeys, we were definitely playing Stone Age on Board Game Arena. Anytime that we were talking about turkeys, it was actually us talking about the little wooden people that you put on the different... And that's why I was just like, I can't kill this turkey because it wouldn't let me click the thing. Just a heads up, we were not playing.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
That's wonderful.
And David, like, accidentally gave it away, like, six times, but I just talked over him.
Yeah, and I totally didn't pick up on that.
I didn't think you did. Because he kept playing.
I think I figured out that Brian was playing Stone Age, but... I figured he was just started up a game with some randos and was playing with them.
Nope. It was David and I. John was actually playing. We kept trying to get John to play Stone Age with us, but he wouldn't. But yeah, doing that, we got Sid to play basically by himself for like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, and I didn't make any progress whatsoever.
Absolutely.
That game was just terrible.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Don't play Arcadia.
Next month will be better, though. Also, thanks to Shale Rally and the Double Ice Backfire for the use of our theme song, Haters Unite, off the album Ultimate Songs from the Pit. It's so good.
It's so good, I actually just downloaded it.
Good.
Finally.
Good.
There needed to be something coming out of this month.
So. Yeah. Now I need to keep yelling at you to get the new... Grammar Club album until you get
God.
It's so good!
Maybe next year. We'll see.
Okay. Alright, but until next time, dong!
There are no levels in this game. There is no progress.
Dong instead of ding.
Just time-wasting failure.
Dongs. Tonight we will rain hell upon the sons of Boston.